In this bulletin, Victoria records 15 new COVID-19 cases and 5 more deaths. Another 200 stranded whales are located on Tasmania's west coast. And in sport, Collingwood's Scott Pendlebury has been voted the AFL's best captain. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. COVID-19 case numbers in Victoria are continuing to fall, with 15 new infections and 5 additional deaths. Melbourne's 14-day rolling average is now 29.4, and it's within the range needed to continue opening up city services. The state government says Victoria is on track for a further easing of restrictions on Sunday. Premier Daniel Andrews says the state is performing better than expected, therefore further restrictions could be eased beyond what was initially planned.
The key point here is that we've still got a few days to go, and we've just got to refine things and make sure that we're confident that the numbers we're getting are an accurate reflection of how much virus is out there. But these numbers are good. These numbers are a very positive trend. The trend is with us. The strategy is working.
Queensland has now gone 13 days with no new coronavirus cases. It has just 5 active cases. Australian soldiers are being pulled out of Queensland's coronavirus border operations as the state extends its border bubble with New South Wales from next month. And New South Wales has recorded 6 new cases overnight. Australia has joined a global pool backed by the World Health Organization to gain early access to coronavirus vaccines. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says Australia has committed an initial $123 million to be part of the buying mechanism called COVAX. The investment is in addition to the agreements with AstraZeneca for the Oxford University vaccine and with the University of Queensland. Another 200 stranded whales have been detected on Tasmania's west coast. Nick Decker from Tasmania's Parks and Wildlife says they were spotted during an aerial surveillance mission this morning that used an infrared camera to see how many whales were still alive.
We sent them further into the harbour and they have detected around about another 200 in a couple of bays, probably 7 to 10 kilometres away from the stranding that we've been working on.
Do we know how many of those are alive?
From the air, most appear to be dead.
Rescuers have so far managed to free 25 whales which got stuck on sandbars near Strawn. A police operation targeting illegal activity on the dark web has led to arrests across Europe, the United States and Canada. Police seized more than $6.5 million in cash and virtual currencies, as well as guns and drugs, during coordinated raids. 179 people were arrested, including 119 in the US, 2 in Canada, 42 in Germany, 8 in the Netherlands, 4 in the UK, 3 in Austria and 1 in Sweden. Europol says the operation has ended the golden age of underground marketplaces. It says the hidden internet is no longer hidden. In sport, Collingwood's Scott Pendlebury has been voted the AFL's best captain. The AFL Players Association says Pendlebury received 116 votes to win it from Western Bulldogs captain Marcus Bontempelli and Port Adelaide's Tom Jonas. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny 26. Adelaide, a shower or 2 and 16. Melbourne, similar conditions 15. Hobart, showers becoming windy 16. Canberra, a possible shower and windy 15. Wollongong, mostly sunny 22. Sydney, sunny 24. Newcastle, similar conditions and 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy 31. Cairns, mostly sunny 30. And Darwin, much the same 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti. SBS News.